I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. The City of Toronto is announcing its full support of Greektown and the Danforth BIA for the rest of the summer, according to a recent press release. The plan is to help fund and promote the BIA's localized events centered around food, music, and community engagement. Under the Main Street Recovery and Rebuild Initiative, the city provided a grant of $25,000 to host Sounds of Greektown. Events will run from Thursday, August 4th to Sunday, September 25th. Local artists will perform along the Danforth, while a selection of musical acts will perform at Alexander the Great Parkette. All Parkette performances begin at 7 p.m. on Thursday to Saturday and 3 p.m. on Sundays. The musical aspects will be in concert with Toronto's ongoing Cafe Teo project. This allows local restaurants to be opened later and have their own patios that extend into the city streets. The continued support will also help the community's small businesses, according to the press release. Through the Main Street Recovery and Rebuild Initiative, about $18 million has been dedicated to the area's business owners this year. Toronto Mayor John Tory encouraged city residents to visit the Danforth this year for its programming. Quote, "I encourage Toronto residents and visitors alike to visit the Danforth and participate in all of the local events that are taking place this summer and fall. From Sounds of Greektown to Cafe Teo to DB Beats. The Danforth is known for its lively music, delicious food, and its vibrant community, which can all be enjoyed this summer." End quote. Local artists like Dippo were present at the early portions of the Sounds of Greektown this past week.
It's gonna be a son of a gun. It's gonna make pretty women jump and shout. And the world wanna know what's this all about. You know I'm here.
He told CGRU that he is expected to perform at Revival on August 27th. This current commitment to helping Greektown and the Danforth BIA comes as the Taste of the Danforth Festival was cancelled for a third consecutive year. The festival is considered Toronto's largest annual festival and one of the biggest in Canada. It usually draws more than 1 million people for the weekend, according to its website. While 2020 and 2021 festivals were cancelled due to the COVID-19 pandemic, this year's cancellation comes as the Greektown BIA could not adjust to the changes in the area. This includes the installation of the Cafe Teo patios and protected bike lanes on the road. BIA Executive Director Mary Fredakis initially hoped that the festival could adjust in time, and even proposed dismantling the patios and bike lanes for a weekend, but city staff said it would not be possible in the time frame. In an online statement in June, the BIA said that its focus will shift more to local events to continue highlighting the neighborhood and its businesses for the summer. CGRU contacted Mary Fredakis for comment about the upcoming localized events and other initiatives the BIA has planned in the fall months. CGRU is awaiting a reply. More details to come. I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative.